Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Bless his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I can truly say that I've been blessed. 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 Hallelujah! Come on, let's get ready and let's go.
Tell a thousand people a day, but tell at least one person.
Hallelujah.
And to underscore that, we're going to play a song, and I want you in the sanctuary, and even you at home with your family, you can get up and go around and at the very least give them a fist bump and tell them that you love them with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Let the church
say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's another Sunday, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And
thank
they tell me this is Fourth Sunday.
Thank you.
You know what that means.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We're going to have a super gifting of the Most High
amen,
God.
Amen, amen.
A Holy Ghost filled tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroyed, guardians of the altar, warrior of the word.
Hallelujah.
Come forth today.
Hallelujah.
Now let us pass about
thank
all the right.
Yes.
And she's in the house. Let's give her a hand clap. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I believe without a shadow of a doubt.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
In her life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, somebody needs to say praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody
hallelujah.
Need to tell me about PSD.
Hallelujah.
PSD.
Don't take it if it's not yours. Don't say it if it's not true. And don't do it if it's not right.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Somebody needs to tell me, I got two hands now. The seven pillars of wisdom.
A coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to be excellent, to please God, a willingness to work to go all the way, and a heart of integrity, a loving heart, a giving heart, and a giving heart.
We like that.
Amen, amen.
We can't forget the five levels of knowledge.
Amen.
Somebody with the five levels of knowledge.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Learned knowledge, revealed knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, and teaching knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to throw Mickey in this here next year. See, the name of the church has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody want to tell me the name of the church?
The Potter's House.
The Potter's House, renewing your mind, ministries, and tenets.
Y'all sitting up here in this place and don't even know the name of the church. Oh my goodness. Yeah, well, we've been saying this every day, 7 days a week in the morning, y'all.
Well, it pays off.
Before we go on any further, we have two people we like to acknowledge today.
Amen.
And is Sister Angie here?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on anyway. Elder Kimby, can you come forward now?
Yeah. Wait, the Lord has.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
He's Lord of my life.
Hallelujah.
Professor Peaches, if you would present the certificate and the gift.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this. I just want to let you know that Elder Kiwi made an A in all of her classes.
Amen.
And I think, are the grades posted?
Yes.
The grades are posted. And see, we had four classes.
Yes.
So she's 4.0.
Hallelujah.
After you read the certificate, Pastor Peaches, if you would anoint her and pray for her.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
This is the
certificate of completion that certifies that QB Stevenson has satisfactorily completed the requirements of both semesters and is hereby awarded the certificate by the Institute of Biblical Learning in the city of Baltimore, the state of Maryland, this 27th day of August, 2023. Dr. Earl C. Byrd, Bishop, and William A. Byrd, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
And this is also a gift. The Holy Name gift is a keychain that represents the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He got the oil. Oh, there's the oil. Okay.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, I'm not knocking anybody else. no other church, no division, whatever. But in how? If I ask you to read the scripture, please bring it from the Bible. And when I say the Bible, now, we have a lot of versions. There's one authorized person. And I believe it was authorized by God because so many thousands of people were killed trying to stop it.
Amen.
That's the King James Version.
Amen.
Yeah, we can get, you know, explanations and whatever. We can get a little more information from other other versions. So you got to watch out for that, too.
Amen.
But the Bible, the bottom line is the King James Version.
Yes.
See, that's the Bible that has 788,280 words. That's the Bible that has 1,189 chapters.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And that's the Bible that has the Old Testament and New Testament.
That's right.
The five subdivisions in the Old Testament and five subdivisions in the New Testament. That's the Bible I'm talking about. The 1611 King James Version Bible.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I hope y'all understand.
Amen.
And so y'all don't get offended. I didn't say don't read the NIV, the New Standard Version, the Living Bible, the Message Bible, or the Amplified. I love the Amplified because it's based on the King James Version Bible.
Yes.
So I love that. That's a companion book. When I ask you to read such and such from the Bible, I'm not talking about any of those others. I'm talking about the authorized.
Amen.
Okay? Thank you, Pastor Peter, for indulging me. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Housekeeping
success. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get your Bibles ready. Hallelujah. And I think you know which one we're talking about. Take out your composition notebook, an ink pen, a pencil, a highlighter. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element. Hallelujah. Have it ready for when we break bread. Hallelujah. Write down names of people you want to stand proxy for. Hallelujah. People you know may need healing. Hallelujah. In their body and their mind. Hallelujah. Don't forget to write down your family members' names that you want to put into the atmosphere while we pray for our family and our friends. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting. Every morning, 7 a.m., praise and worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a difference it makes in your day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then Tuesday evening, hallelujah, Bible study. Hallelujah. Wednesday evening at 7, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. This also to be in your calendar, which as we get ready going to another month. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the Men's Fellowship, and 7:15 until 8:30 is the Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. We have a great time in the Lord around the Word of God. Hallelujah. We may not can tell you what the subject is going to be, but it's going to be scripture-based. Hallelujah. And it's going to bless your heart. Hallelujah. And on Sundays at 3 p.m., hallelujah, it's our Sunday. It's our International Victory Miracle Service, heard all over the world. So if you're going to Africa, you're going to Madagascar, hallelujah, for vacation, oh, hallelujah, or Chile, or Poland, hallelujah. Tune us in, you can still hear it, hallelujah. You're going on vacation, take us with you. Don't forget the Lord when you go on vacation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget, hallelujah, the first and second Sunday. First of all, don't forget to pull up our website. That's rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We also have a new cash app that is $TPH2023. Hallelujah. We also have a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. When you have a need, sow a seed. When you sow the seed, sow it according to the harvest that you want to reap. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Sow
the seed according to the harvest that you want to reap. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Don't forget the first and second Sundays of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner with yours truly.
Yes.
The first, second,
and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club, where the young people, hallelujah, being taught the word of God by Elder Keithy Stevenson. Y'all, they're getting ready to go back to school. They need the word of God. They need to be covered. Hallelujah. We need to pray over them before they go back to school. Hallelujah, for God's protection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And on that fourth Sunday, they're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. They're able to quote scriptures and read and even present, hallelujah, to the congregation a gift that was with the word of God on it. But then also the Sunday, hallelujah, that a visiting minister comes in and shares the word of God with us, brings us the right now word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the visiting minister for this month and this Sunday, this day, is Pastor Viola Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ.
Yay!
Right here in Baltimore. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Going to woman of God, we're bringing us the word of God. Hallelujah. When we letting us know what that says the Lord. And then after the service, we'll be having a free fellowship meal. Come out and just chill, have fellowship with the saints of God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. We'll let you know when the move-in date is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for what he's doing. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, beautiful edifice, beautiful dining hall. Hallelujah, beautiful offices, beautiful classrooms. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for blessing through the homeless ministry. We thank God for all that he's able to bless us to do. Hallelujah. We thank God for the shower stations in northeast, southwest Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Being able to bless them, being able to feed them and clothe them. Hallelujah. Give them child ready skills. Hallelujah. Watch God bless and add on to the church, to the homeless ministry. Hallelujah. We thank God for every life that we're able to touch. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We ask you also to keep Dr. Haleem Basu in your prayers. Hallelujah. We're still collecting pennies. Hallelujah. For Uganda. Hallelujah. Keep her and her team and pastor. His name is Bishop Pierce. In your prayers. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as they minister to the people in Uganda. Hallelujah. Keep them in your prayers. Hallelujah. As they travel the airways back and forth. Hallelujah. Pray for the greatness of their return. Hallelujah to the U.S. Hallelujah. Thank God for all the ministries that's going on over there in Africa. Hallelujah. To the people and the saints of God. Hallelujah. We thank God even for our postal partners. Any and everyone that blesses the church with the seed offering through the through our post office box, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. And through the cash app, hallelujah, we are sending you a thank you gift. Hallelujah. Just for blessing us, we want to bless you. Hallelujah. We also want to you to keep this date in mind, September the 30th. That's our Super Saturday. Hallelujah. Whatever month has a fifth Saturday or fifth Sunday, we have a Super Saturday or Super Sunday. And in the month of September, we have a Super Saturday, and we are having praise in the park. Hallelujah. 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. We are having praise and worship and food and fun and fishing. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a license to fish there. Hallelujah. Come out. Please call 410-444-5152 and let us know your name and how many is in your party. Hallelujah. So we have enough food to cover everybody. We thank God. Join. Just come out. Hallelujah. Let us know. Hallelujah. We're glad to have you calling all former King's kids. Word and faith fellowship. Hallelujah. Tell the other King's kids. Hallelujah. Come on out. We want you to be there. Hallelujah. And the young people right now are having a fundraiser. Hallelujah. For a donation of $5, you're able to send a bag that has five scripture wristbands in it. Hallelujah. Use these wristbands, hallelujah, as a
Hallelujah. People may not want to receive a book from you, but you're giving them a gift, a wristband. Yes, they are accepting it. And they put it right on their hand, right on their arm. I was told one lady, she put it on the ankle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wear wherever you want to wear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be down in the mouth during the day, and you look down at that wristband. Hallelujah. And it's just the word of God that you need. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's doing, all that he's done, and all that he's going to do. We just bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just want to give a little sidebar. When you come fishing, please bring your fishing rod and your bait. They don't allow you to jump into the water and fish that way. You got to bring a fishing rod. Hallelujah. And for those, you must have good eyesight or you're double jointed if you put them on the wristbands on your ankle. And you want to check out what you got on your hand, but that's a good thing. You got good eyesight or you're double jointed to see what's on your wristband on your ankle. You notice we said wristband, but that's all right. You have a wrist. Well, anyway, I'm going to stop. Lord, y'all pray for Brother Bird. Is that all right?
Bless him, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I need to ask Elder Cubie. Now, how many minutes do you think you're going to need to make your presentation?
I'll be 10 minutes
fast. 10 minutes. Hey, Siri, create them all for 10 minutes.
Jesus,
I show please. All right, I'm trying to get the
news. Oh,
Lord.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah.
All right, and the clock has started already. Let's the music. Oh, Lord.
Okay. I send the loan. Well, you have a couple more minutes because I took some of your time.
Can I pray?
Yes, you can.
Hallelujah. We're going to pray for the children. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray to thank you.
Thank you.
That you have blessed us this day.
Yes.
And each family, Lord, we have children, whether they are of blood or of love, they have come from you.
Yes.
And we take the stand to hold up the blood-stained banner for you. We cover them, Lord Jesus, with your word, oh God.
Yes.
I don't care if they say it's boring or if it's out of date. Jesus Christ and his love is never out of date.
Amen.
So we must let them know that they are important to the kingdom of God. God made a space just for them.
You.
And have your children come around and pray. Sometimes when you're not feeling well, say, little daddy, come and pray for mommy. I got this going on. Let them know this is real life, and who you go to, they won't go to as well. Okay, live the life before them. And sometimes they'll keep you in line because they will remind you of the word of God.
Yes.
They are precious to us. They're only on loan for us for a short period of time. Don't let God ask you, what did you do with those children? Don't tell me it was out of fashion or you didn't have time. Take the time to love. Take the time to plant a seed of God's word. If you plant a seed, it will grow up and be a tree and give shade to all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand, Christ.
Hallelujah.
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 And you will be blessed more than you could ask.
Oh, listen.
Hallelujah.
Just like all
the United States of America.
That happened
to
us.
Nobody knows about.
Because the best is yet to come.
Hallelujah.
Even for the children.
Amen. Amen.
The best
Amen.
Is
yes.
yet to come.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You can't tell nobody now. All the hell you've been through. Nobody else. Not your mama. Not your daddy. Not your sister. Not your daughter. Only you and God know what you've been through. Because quite all the time. Since I and your latter will be greater.
Thank you.
I said your latter
oh, yes.
will.
Your latter things will be greater.
Yes, yes, yes.
I said your latter will.
This is the first day and the best of your life.
Yes.
I said your future.
What other words have for you,
Lord?
Hallelujah. Hey! My latter day will be greater.
No, that's not what Deuteronomy 30:19 says. 30:19 says, I set before you life with death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. We got to get the word of the Lord right. Is that all right?
Amen.
With y'all?
Amen.
Amen. But it will Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah.
Now, hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And again, Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, Lord, but it will accomplish.
Thank you.
It will prosper. And what you would say, we thank you for your word of today, Lord. There's one thing you put above yourself, Lord. Y'all just meditate on this. And that's his word, his word.
Yeah.
Psalms 138:2 says so. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. And we are giving thanks.
Lord,
we thank you again, Lord.
Thank you.
He broke it. And he said,
remember,
this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together.
Remember your blood that was shed for us. Lord,
thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Thank you. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15.
We take this cup.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 46. God, you said. God, you said. Bring me in remembrance.
Not every time.
And let's plead together that you may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. Father God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and other worlds will overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you when I see the blood. We thank the Lord for seeing the blood today. We thank the Lord for the that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ always covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. What else do you want to say, Katie? Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the north that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every celibate, hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of the hex, every vexing. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already unto Gentiles. Seven cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the north say, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tied. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. And because of who he is, and because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, in our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. Second Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. At this time, Pastor Pete.
Oh, yeah.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Pete. Woo-hoo.
Well, blessed be God. But who could them add those
lives?
I thank God for an awesome woman of God.
Hallelujah.
A Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word. None other than my bonus sister.
Hallelujah.
A sister which I have known all her life. Because I'm older than she is. Go ahead, God. Some folks say I'm way older than she is. I ain't going to go there, okay? But I put it this way. I was half before she came.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And her mother and my mother were the first members in Dallasville Temple. Well, it was St.
Amen.
James at the time.
Amen. Yeah.
So the family, we've known each other for a long time.
Amen.
I was getting ready to say, a long, long time. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say I've known her for a minute.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she has been a dynamo in God's kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
When she gets up in the morning, the devil says, oh, Lord, she's up. She takes his head, rubs his brow, goes in the corner, puts his thumb in his mouth, and just...
Hallelujah.
She has been like the energizer bunny.
Amen.
Sometimes she gets a licking, but she keeps on ticking. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
But I tell you, it's an honor and a pleasure.
Amen.
To present to some and introduce to others, even in radio land, even in Germany and the Philippines or wherever you're listening to this voice. None other than Pastor Viola Wright.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Let it all lead me. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things.
Oh, yes, he has.
He has done great things.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we give you honor, we praise you today for this for being able to come to this household of faith, oh God. We ask, oh God, that your word is with the clay. Give me what to say, oh God. You know what these people need in the name of Jesus. Confound any thought that will not bring glory to your name in the name of Jesus. God, we're just so grateful to you for this open door, for this household of faith, for this powerful vision that this house has in the name of Jesus. For those under the sound of my voice, oh God, let the word dwell on your heart, oh God, that you sin not against it. Let something be changed, oh God. Let us move up to where you would have us to be in your word. In these times of trying times when so many are turning their back on God, so many are saying, what's the use? I don't want to be bothered anymore. God, if ever was a time where we need to draw close to you, God, it is now. In the name of Jesus, draw us close to you, Lord. And let us make the decision to be drawn close to God. Let nothing happen that will draw us close, but let us on our own become closer to the Lord. Oh, God, and reflect your image. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Amen.
I'm honored to God ahead of my life. I praise God for this opportunity. Thank God for just being back here at the Potter's House.
Thank God.
I thank God. I didn't let the members of our church know in time they had made other plans, and so we still came anyway. I thank God for honored to Dr. Bird and my sister, my biological sister next to the baby. Willa Pastor Willa May Bird, I praise God for the powerful vision that this church has. I marvel at the things that Dr. Bird is doing and the things that you all are speaking. And you speak it by faith until you see it. So when you see it, we will rejoice in you. If you don't know, you have spoken or not. I praise God for my husband being here with me for this October, 43 years. Ain't doing no tipping, no dipping on the outside. Almost 43 years. I thank God for my baby daughter, Felisa, being here with me. For an overflow of Lachelle's ministry. She gave us a nephew and we didn't know him. Brother B, praise God. Rescued out of wherever. And I praise God. And then my other nephew, which is my husband's biological nephew, all the way from California, who's in the Navy. Michael Wright. He flew in because of the organs that we lost at my mother's church. Orgy had been there over 60 years playing for that church, started playing for the choir, and she wasn't even 10 years old. I mean, and her service was such a powerful service on Friday. I mean, those who were there, I mean, it was just a witness to the character. I think about our former bishop and his wife. They didn't illegally adopt her, but they took her from her mother and raised her. And she made them proud. She's getting her master's degree, PhD, and another doctor of divinity, another master's something of communication. And then she treated the people at Howard University, her students, were so entrenched with her character that even when on her last days and she couldn't do anything for herself, the students would come to the house and did everything for her. In fact, it was one of her students that took her to the hospital when she passed. I mean, the student was just blown away because she just took her for a visit. And when he took her in the back, just that quick, God took her. And it was mind-blowing. Needless to say, it was mind-blowing. And all of us have been affected by this young lady going home to be with the Lord. But absent from the body, we know she is definitely present with the Lord. I just praise God for everybody that's here. Thank God for this opportunity. And I'm not going to be reporting too long. I had gone to the doctor and said that I had a fracture, a piece of bone on my knee, and I don't know what's going on, but something has happened there. I'm going to have to go and see about it. But anyway, I just praise God for being here. I looked at people were saying, the meal that heals, and I'm looking for a healing. Coming over here, I'm picking up the spirit that Dr. Bird and people just have. You say it till you see it.
Hallelujah.
And you say it based on your faith in God's word. It's not what you know, because we don't know enough. I don't know enough.
Hallelujah.
I praise God. I just want to speak shortly on a theme, unwavering faith in God. Now, this is something I'm not going to tell you all anything that you all haven't already heard. But Dr. Bird is a man of the word. Jesus is a woman of the word. So it might be mixed a different way, served a little differently.
Good.
Maybe y'all serve on fry bread. I only serve it today on crackers. But the same word. I'm thinking about having unwavering faith in God. When a young man begins to date a young lady today, he's seeking to know her. He might ask himself questions like, can I trust her? Is this the type of mother I want for my children? Is she the type that stays in the mall when she gets a paycheck? Or does she pay bills? I mean, all that's to be considered. I like the way she dresses today, but does she dress that way when I'm not around? Does she expose her body because someone says she looks sexy? Or with that outfit, if it was a little shorter, it would look better on you. People do that. You know, you can wear your neckline a little bit lower. Your solo sleeves, you know, that's sexy. And so when a man is courting a woman or a woman's courting a man, whatever way you want to look at it, they're asking themselves all these kinds of questions because they want to know them. And you don't know that person until you have gone out with them a few times, talked to them in conversation, thinking to them, see, where is their head? What are they thinking? All these questions, one gets answered when dating. As he gets closer to her and gets to know her, and without the ultimate act of marriage, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but just on a friendly basis, you get to know this person. This is what Jesus wants us to do, get close enough to him that we will know him. And when we know him, there are certain things we will do, and there are certain things that we will not do. There are certain things that will not even be a part of your character.
Yes.
James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Okay, now how do we draw nigh to God? And one of the main ways you draw nigh to God is through prayer. It's through reading his word. And if you can get God's word in your spirit, it will affect your behavior. As you draw nigh to God, only then can you know what he'll do for you. And consequently, have unwavering faith in his word. Now, it's amazing how when you hear something in the street or in your home or on the phone, we believe it. You can say that somebody can say something about somebody, and you know that person is not their character. We believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But when something is said about the Bible, I'm not sure that's true. We question it. We question it. Isn't it strange? Listen to this. I just want to read this to you. How difficult it is to learn a fact about God, to share with others, how easy it is to learn, understand, extend, and repeat gossip. How we believe everything that magazines and newspapers say, but we question the words in the Bible. How difficult and boring it is to read one chapter of the Bible, but how easy it is to read 100 pages of a popular novel.
Amen.
Well, stay up all night reading the book. It's gotten juicy. I got to see the
jungle.
How a $20 bill seems like a large amount when you donate it to the church, but such a short amount when you go shop. In fact, you don't have a number. And all you got is $20. But the church didn't give me $20. Oh, wait a minute. That's just too much. I'll give him 10. I ain't giving 20. How endless an hour seems when we are serving God, but how short it is when we watch a baseball or basketball game for 60 minutes. Half an hour, that's just too much time to spend in church. How you can't find a word to say when you're praying, but you have no trouble thinking what to talk about with a friend. How we need, isn't it strange? How we need to know about an event of a church 2 or 3 weeks before the day so we can include it in our agenda. But we can adjust it for other events in the last minute. They say, where do you say go? Well, honey, I'll be ready in the morning. They know nothing about it. Don't have money? Oh, I'll borrow from my girlfriend. But the church can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it strange how everyone wants front row tickets to concerts or games, but they do whatever is possible to sit on the last row of the church.
Yes.
Isn't it strange how everyone don't want the faith in heaven, but they don't want to believe, to do, or say anything to get there. Mm. I understand it. My old buddy can be full of liquor and overdose and drugs, but we give him at his funeral. Oh, he's in a bad place, y'all. He's in a bad place. No good for that man died so full of hell. Anytime they don't want to make any decision to serve God here, why do you want to put him in heaven when he dies? My son, when his best buddy passed, not him, his father passed, the pastor, I never heard of this. The pastor said, y'all know that man brings a lot of hell. He's a number of drunk. And if he didn't get singing, say he's in hell today. Right now, he's in hell. Now, a lot of people won't do that. They just won't do that at a funeral. But this pastor had no problem saying this man wasn't worth a dime. He went straight to hell if he didn't get saved at the last minute. Isn't it strange how we send jokes and emails and texts and they're forwarded right away? Forwarded. Hit the button, click. When you're going to send messages about God, we think about it twice before we share with others. You want to send that. I don't think they want to hear that. They went to church today. They don't want to hear what I got to say about the Lord. Mm. But yet, if it's garbage and junk, we send it without a second thought. Mm. Isn't it strange?
Yeah.
It's sad. But God wants us to know him.
Amen.
And when we get to know God, when we just have that unwavering faith, that faith that will move a mountain, that faith will cause you to hold on when everything natural seems to fall away. I bought a new car about a month ago, and I told nobody but my daughter. I said, to leave with me now, Sunday, I need a new car. I had no money, no nothing. I ain't said, and then the devil walked up and said, how you gonna get a new car? You ain't got nothing. I just had to keep confessing it out of my mouth, because it wasn't predicated on what I had. It was predicated on the God I serve. That's who I was asking for a new car. And see, you know how to do. Faith is walking, believing, when you don't see nothing.
Amen.
And God is wanting that unquestioning, that unwavering faith in you and his word.
Yes.
And he said it, don't worry about it. I can say I'm coming, and something can happen before I get there. I don't make it. But if God thinks something shall, he shoots no blank. Every shall is filled. Every shall God says going to happen, guess what? It happens.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
We're living in turbulent times and full of trouble. Chaos and the light. We need to be under the blood of Jesus and doing the will of God in our life. Having his will being manifested in our life. Despite what's going on, we can always look to God, our Father, for comfort. We can't afford to take chances with our life, thinking that we know how to handle anything without the leading of the Lord. You hear people say, oh, I got this. I got this. What? How do you need God to help you? You need to, because sometimes you've got this, the road that you've got this on may not be the road that God wants you to take today.
Yeah,
because there's steps down that road, God puts you on another road. But no, I got this. And we just go right on and meet destruction.
Oh.
Because we won't listen.
Yeah.
We won't follow the leading of the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I was telling my sister, and I want to know that what I do, God, it's God's will. And I was just like, Lord, how do I know it's your will? How do I know you're telling me to do this? Well, the Lord comforted me with this thought. When you're saved, you're sanctified, you're living all you know for God. It's not the devil that puts the thought in your spirit. He ain't going to tell you to get a bag of groceries, your baby sister to eat food. He ain't going to tell you to do that. I'll go take $50 and give it to Brother So-and-so. They got a bill to pay.
Going
to say you do that.
Amen.
So that's the comfort that I got. So when the thought comes in my spirit, I know it's God.
Thank
because
you.
I am the called according to his purpose. Satan ain't dwelling up in here. Somehow I got to tell the rapper, shut up.
Amen.
And at one time, I don't like to use that terminology when I deal with people. But when you tell them to give, I ain't going to cuss them. I'm going to tell them, shut up.
Amen.
And then put word behind it. Don't just shut him up. Put word behind it.
Amen.
That shuts him up.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't really shut him up, but the word can shut him up.
Yes.
And we look over at Psalm 91. I'm reading from the New International Version. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Now, when you dwelling in God, he says you're going to rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That's comforting to know that God is going to take care of you. You are resting in his shadow.
Hallelujah.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the foul snare and from the deadly pestilence. I'm sure most of you have heard there's a new virus that's on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
It's more deadly than the other one. People already are not coming to church. If they hear about this, they're going to probably nail the curtain to the wall. Nothing will come in the crack. Nothing. Shut the curtain, the window down real hard. I get some fear put around the window because they scared. You don't have to fear.
Hallelujah.
God's going to take care of you.
Thank you, man.
You are the call according to the purpose
Hallelujah.
Of God. He said, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The Lord has promised you protection. He said he would deliver you from the deadly pestilence. It ain't going to come by your dwelling.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, on the other hand,
Amen.
If you see something and a crowded situation and one that's not calling you no way, you're just going over to be nosy, you don't have to go there.
Amen.
Because people have colds and what have you. Not necessarily they have a disease. You may have colds or flus or what have you. You can stay away from that. But if you're in a situation that's beyond your control, God has promised you, he's going to take care of you. And you have to believe that. If you don't, you'll release your prison. I'm telling you, you'll release the prison. Surely he will save you from the fallow snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers and under his wings. You will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
Yes.
He's going to be faithful to us, but are we going to be faithful to him?
Amen.
Are we just going to trust him because that's what he said?
Yes.
Or are we going to sit up and go, wait a minute. Now, I don't question. This Timothy, I'll sit down without a second thought. But if something about God, wait a minute. Hold on. We might have to go down back up and ask for this one. I need to know, is this what God telling us?
Oh, my God.
Why do we have to go through all of that? When you are the call according to the purpose of God, do what God wants you to do.
Hallelujah.
He will show you the way that you should go.
Yes.
This is just a fringe benefit of unwavering faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Let me look over at Psalm 23. A very familiar psalm, one that all of us know by heart.
Amen.
But it's one that, to me, is very comforting. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want. Okay, want what? Whatever you want. He said, in Mark 11, chapter 24, 11, 24, he lets them know, ask, and he's going to give it to you. Whatever it is you need, he is going to give you.
Amen.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Nothing things going to happen, but God said, I'm going to restore you.
Amen.
And you may be a little raggedy down, a little thin right now, a little lukewarm, but I'm going to give you back what you lost and deal with that situation.
Hallelujah.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. With all the death, last week I had three funerals to attend. And I'm going to be honest with you. I hate to admit it. I had to pray by the weekend, God, remove the fear of death off of me. Because Lord, am I next? It's something just gripping. And that was the flesh talking. I said, Lord, remove it. Take the fear of death away from me. I don't have no reason to fear death. Because the goal for me to die is heaven's day. Earth is a wife or lose a good life, a good self. He wants to do it all by himself. And I don't wish that on him. But heaven will gain. Honey, I will stop my wings and fly away. I mean, my mother, Lord, sweetie. So when mama got, well, I went to bed that night, the chariot rolled in my mother's room. She jumped on that thing and I got out of here so fast. I went in there next morning. Mama was gone. I don't swing down to the chariot. Let me ride. She didn't ask no permission. She got up out of here. And that's how it's going to be. That's exactly how it's going to be. Nate, you may walk to the valley and shout up death. You ain't got to fear nothing.
Hallelujah.
Fear is of the devil. And when you find yourself fearing, know that Satan is in it. It's not for something of God.
Amen.
He doesn't want to fear. He has perfected us in him.
Yes.
And
yes.
There is no fear in God.
Amen.
No matter what happens, we can go in confidence and accomplish whatever is before you.
Amen.
So I'm very thing. Before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. We think these curves are a table being spread in the presence of your enemies. sometimes people do you wrong.
Yeah.
Living, being saved does not exempt us from trouble.
Amen.
Some,
Amen.
I tell you,
Amen.
If I could tell you what somebody got belonging to me right now, it's true. It was blessed if I had it. They got it, and they won't give it up. But I have to keep loving them.
Amen.
I have to keep on, Lord, please, help me to be pleasing to you.
Amen.
I can't hold my malice in my heart.
Amen.
But, it's not.
Hallelujah.
It's mine. I'll teach you, it's mine. Peace knows it's mine.
Hallelujah.
But I can't get it. I've tried to take a course. That failed. I sent it to the register mail. That failed. I said, God, are you trying to tell me to turn this over to you? That's what I got out of this. I took the natural avenue, and every door was shut. So I wrote in my journal. I said, Lord, as of today, I'm turning this over to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I get it, praise the Lord. If I don't get it, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to move on anyway, and I have not missed a beat. Whatever I need, God has been supplying my needs. Now, granted, I can pay some bills off if I have what they got, but then I don't got it.
Amen.
They have it. So I'm just going to move on, and like one lady said, even if you don't, if the person doesn't apologize to you, what are you going to do? You have to love them anyway.
Amen.
You can't allow what's in them to cause hate to jump up in your heart.
That's right.
You know what? When you don't like somebody, you're drinking poison, but you're looking for them to die.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
It don't happen.
Amen.
When you don't like them, you are separating yourself. I said, Lord, if there be anything. Now, you know the song they used to sing in church, if you find anything that shouldn't be, just take it out. No, just change the word. All that you find that shouldn't be. Because sometimes things are there we don't even know it's there.
Amen.
Sometimes attitudes are there or ways are there we don't even know it's there.
Amen.
Somebody come by you and they give a sweet tea. Don't touch me. What did I do, baby? Why act like that? They holding something that happened last year, year before, 2 years ago, whatever. They won't let it go. But you got to love them anyhow.
Amen.
Love them anyway. Because if you don't, you will allow that thing to separate your soul from God. Is there anybody worth your soul?
No.
No. There is no one walking the face of this earth worth you losing your soul behind. I live by that code. Yes, I feel like God has given me to give reconciliation. I really do.
Yeah.
I've had some things that happened to me that really hurt. But, honey, you can't beat me loving you. I'll love the devil right out of you. I'm serious. I'm sitting up with I'm going to love you no matter what you do to me. I'm going to love you. I'm not going to allow that malice and that deceit and that hate to take up its abode in my heart.
Right.
You wonder why you're hurting. You wonder why your heart's hurting. You wonder why you got ulcerated stomach. Wonder why you got migraine. Hey, get rid of that malice in your heart. You'd be surprised how well you'll feel. Those things break the natural body down. People don't realize it, but your natural body will begin to break down when you don't let go of the malice and the negative stuff that folks can do to you in your heart. Let it go. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When we look at Psalms 23, that's just some of the fringe benefits of having that unwavering faith. When you believe God will do it, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Whatever it is, tell it to God. And you know, saying, sometimes, I hate to say it, you can talk to a brother or sister in the body of Christ, quote unquote, we call the body of Christ. And they say, honey, I don't know why you doing all that. Why are you saying that? You take what happened to me. Huh? Don't want to hear it? Sorry. If your God said, baby, you're going to try mine. Because mine is live. You cannot listen to everything people say.
Amen.
Some people, they mean well. They really mean well. But they don't believe God. There was a story on last night that my husband was looking at, and I saw part of it. And the young man, I think he was like in a foster home, and his foster mother believed the Lord. But her pastor did not believe God like she did. The child, he went over to, like a little sleepover with his buddy. And they were in the same church. And he went out on the lake. And the lake was frozen. But it cracked and he fell through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the boys fell through. They rescued the other ones. They got out of there. But this particular young man stayed in there 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
When they got him, needless to say, basically he was really dead.
Mm-hmm.
They worked on him 45 minutes, tried to bring him back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband said he couldn't stand to see him like that, so he was down the hall in the hospital. But when the wife got there, she ran, the mother went, she went in the room, and she began to cry and wail. She said, God, give me back my child. Mama prayed.
Yeah.
She said, God, the doctor took his gloves off, the nurse took his gloves off, they walked out the room. They were standing right outside the room.
Mm-hmm.
They let her go in, have her moment with him. He was hooked up to everything. But Mama said, God, Jesus, give me back my child.
Hallelujah.
After a while, the EKG said, and said, oh, got a heartbeat, got a heartbeat. They ran back in there.
Mm-hmm.
They said, it's safe. You really can't promise you anything. But that young man made a complete recovery.
Hallelujah.
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 Nothing but the power of God.
Amen.
You gotta have unwavering faith even in the face of what looks like no hope. What looks like no hope at all.
Amen.
Natural science says, we gonna do all we can do. What if I miss you? CPR? That's more than enough time.
Mm-hmm.
If the heart was gonna come back, it's gonna come back. But this woman wasn't believing on the doctor. She called on Jesus.
Right,
and honey, Jesus sat in the steps because she had undying faith.
Mm-hmm.
She had unwavering faith that God could do it. God stepped up in there, hit that machine, and touched that boy's body. That heart began to beat again.
Hallelujah.
There was no heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
They told her. Because when the doctor told her, we saw what she said, and what are you saying? And what do you mean? She wasn't taking no.
All right.
You know, she got in there, she started crying. But through her tears, she talked to God. The Lord, give me back my child. Give me back my son.
Yeah.
And God did just that. The machine, I looked at the machine, Lord, I've come did something to me. Her heart started ticking again.
Hallelujah.
And the doctors and the nurses, and they are surprised, and yet they're not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said they had had cases where, after a while, the person began to move again when no life was there at all. But this woman held on to God. So even though you may walk through the valley of the shadow of death and feel like ain't nothing happening, ain't no hope here, yes it is. You know how you see a tree stump? The tree is cut down. You see a little green piece coming out the trunk. There's life in the trunk.
Amen.
There's life in that trunk.
Yeah.
Leave it in long and you will see something else stick out the side of that trunk. Something's going to stick out the other side of that trunk. That's all the green all over the place.
Amen.
Where you thought the whole thing was dead,
amen,
God can bring it back to life.
Amen.
Say, be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Amen.
I have unwavering faith, no matter what it is,
amen,
that you're believing God for, no matter what it looks like. Get your eyes off of the natural situation and turn your mind toward God. Turn your plate down. Say, Lord, I'm eating breakfast with you today. I'm looking for you to do something for me because I can't do this by myself. If you don't do it, God ain't going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
The folk has done all they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I can't talk to nobody. I don't even know anybody who I can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I don't mean to harm that buddy at church, that preacher on the staff. They don't know what to say to you. Somehow what they say will kill the flame of what you believe in God for.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but some people are like that. That's why they start talking negative. Excuse me, hold up. I cannot hear. You can't paint that seed in the soul of my soul. I'm sorry. You can't paint it.
Because
if you paint it, I might start believing it and thinking it and marinate it when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't marinate that. That's it. It works. But I believe God is going to make a way and open the door. I remember some years ago, Pete had a full girl, Tracy, the girl's myself. And she would let them girls, she taught them girls faith. Food was slim to none. They set the table. And honey, they said a great. She didn't know nothing. Went to the door, somebody was in the car, going to the street. Grocery going to sex. But faith bought it there. She didn't see it. She had the money.
Thank you,
this was over 20 years ago. She didn't know how it was right, but God made a way. That's faith in action.
Hallelujah.
When you don't see it, how it's going to take place. Believe God will make a way.
Amen.
He will touch somebody's heart. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to sit down. When I was home, taking care of my daughter, I quit my government job, and I was home, a full-time housewife, and I was buying this piano from my girlfriend's mother, and she was taking $50 a month. I didn't have much money. And she told me the last payment, she said, if I want the whole thing, $100. I said, now, Lord, I ain't got it. This is on a Wednesday. I told God, I didn't even call him on the job, tell him nothing. So he was doing the best he could. He had an extra $100, so I knew he didn't, right? I wasn't trying. I said, Lord, I need $100 by the end of this month. And this was on a Wednesday. Wednesday the following was the end of the month. He came to us. We got a knock on the door. We had gone out of town that Friday for a fellowship visit to Delaware. And we were speaking late. Well, were you expecting him out? I said, no. It was our pastor. He said he was on his way to do something. And the Lord said, take the right, this money. That man walked in my house. He put a $150 money order on the table for me, a $150 money order on the table for my husband. He put $30 cash for me and $30 cash to my husband. And I wasn't until I was on the way to church that day, that Saturday. I said, honey, do you not know I prayed and asked you all for the money Wednesday? I had no clue, had no inkling how it was going to be tough, that money was going to come. And he had gone and spent the money. Up to the pastor was going to, I was going to have bills. He was going somewhere. He said, the Lord said, turn around and go back to the right house. He put came in my living room that morning, got us out of bed, and put some money on the table. More than what I'd asked for.
Hallelujah.
I just asked God
thank
for
you,
3 days earlier than this. Well, I had $100 to pay my girlfriend for her piano, her mother. I had some little extra.
Thank you.